My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Another day in Florida, and the Mets fell behind 3-0 to the Cardinals Tuesday in Port St. Lucie, but they used a 5-run seventh inning for a comeback 5-3 win. Ronnie Mauricio, the hero today, snapping a 3-all tie with a 2-run single to run his batting average to an impressive .455 this spring. It was Taiwan Walker's first start of the spring and first as a Met as well. He went 2 innings, a 1-2-3 first. Then he had some problems in the second when deuces were wild. 2 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts for Walker. His pitches were up in the zone for much of the second inning, though, and Walker detailed exactly why.
Yeah, that second inning, my mechanics were a little out of whack. I was just kind of overstriding, so my timing was off just a little bit. And just didn't make a correction fast enough there. But spring training, first start out there. These are things we work on, we can work on. So get work in my bullpen. But like I said, I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was good out there. And it was nice actually getting some traffic on the bases too. We need the live BPs. You can't really get that kind of action. So it was nice to have that and have those situations out there.
Marcus Stroman is incorporating a split change into his repertoire this spring, but that has been Walker's go-to or out pitch for quite a while. He struck out Matt Carpenter of St. Louis with one in the first inning and talked about how much confidence he has in it.
Split change. Yeah, I've been throwing it for a few years now. It's kind of been my go-to pitch, my pitch that I feel comfortable with, that I feel like I can throw in any count. Especially when I get behind in the count, strikeout pitch. I think I threw one to him that got a swing and miss, and then the next at bat I threw him one first pitch that got a ground ball. So that's kind of where I like it. I like to either get ground balls early with it or try to get a swing and miss late.
It was also the first time the manager, Luis Rojas, had seen Walker in a game situation other than watching a lot of video of past performances. And first impressions were pretty good.
Yeah, I liked everything from him today. He threw the ball well. Fastball was firm. The split change that he has was good. The curveball, we saw a couple there hitting really, really fine. But second inning was just a little fastball happy. They got to him on the fastball, I thought, a little bit. But I like the mix of the pitches that he has. His poise on the mound is great. He was good holding the ball and being quick to the plate. So a lot of good things out of the first time pitch for him pitching in the uni against another uni. So a good overall day for him.
There seemed to be some confusion concerning Carlos Carrasco and when he might slot into the rotation. Before the game, Rojas said that Carrasco will eventually get into spring training games fairly soon after he continues his progression in bullpens and sides. After the game, though, Rojas pulled back on that somewhat.
He came into camp a little later. We want to ramp him up, we've done the start of it with, for example, Taiwan, and we're a couple of guys just doing the same games, and we may be seeing Jake as well doing it and not engaged. And with him, we just do it that way. I think it's just a decision just to have it more control with the pitch counts and everything. Since he came in a little later, but. We'll have the chance later, and we'll keep talking to you guys and sharing when's going to be participating in the games, probably a little later in camp.
Right. So with this and the fact he'll still get his work in, he's still going to be ready and caught up for opening day and when the season starts?
That's what we expect. We expect, once again, I think I said this earlier, we don't know the number. We don't know which number in the rotation he's going to be. All right now we can say is that Jake is our opening day starter, but he should be ready for the start of the season. That's what we expect.
So it looks like live BPs and sides for Carrasco until an undetermined time. Rojas said that Carrasco would be ready for the start of the season. Now, where he slots in is a little murky right now. The normal number two behind Jacob deGrom might be number four or even number five to start the season. We'll see how it all plays out. This all might be semantics as well. DeGrom, for instance, will face only the Astros and the Nationals on the days he is scheduled to pitch to be on pace for opening day, and that's against the Nationals. DeGrom has faced Houston in his only start, and he'll pitch against them again on Thursday. He pitches on the 16th, that's against Houston again. And his last two starts in the spring, the Mets will face the Nationals, the same team that Jake will be on the mound for April 1st at Nationals Park in D.C. So there's really no way that DeGrom is going to pitch those games. He'll probably pitch on the backfields, and Carrasco may be doing the same thing. So, again, we'll see how this all plays out. There's plenty of time to work it out, but I wouldn't worry about DeGrom or Carrasco at this point. I still think they'll all be ready for the start of the season, and Jake will definitely be ready for opening day April 1st. Monday, down in West Palm Beach, J.D. Davis drew three walks in the game. Tuesday, it was Pete Alonso's turn. Three walks and a strikeout in four at-bats. But Rojas was very pleased at the plate discipline that Alonso is showing right now.
Pete's got to take what they give him. He's a guy, obviously, that you don't want to get probably hurt from. And, guys are going to try to execute with him. And if he just follows pitching plans, he's going to end up chasing pitches. And that was something that happened to him last year a lot. I'm glad that he's staying within himself. He's staying in his zone, and he's not expanding or doing anything. The three walks in spring training were, there's just big at-bats, quality at-bats, and you're sending the message about your discipline and letting everyone know out there that they gotta come to the zone. They got to come to you. They got to get you out. So I'm glad he took those at-bats today. I'm really, really excited for him.
Rojas also had high praise for two other players. One, Albert Almora, who seems to do something every day to make you notice him. Tuesday, he had a base hit. He took second on a pitch in the dirt, got away from the catcher, and he had a spectacular diving, tumbling catch in right field. Rojas thinks that Almora has fit right into the team concept as well.
Albert's so young still, he's 26. He's exciting to watch. We'd had fun so far just watching him on the field, putting some good at-bats, putting some good swings. Great defensively. I mean, he made that great play. Like you said, he got up and he wanted to make a throw to home and trying to get a shot. That's hard to do. And he's poised in the outfield, knowing the wind, doing different things. And like you said, on the heads-up play and the ball in the dirt, just a lot of things that he's doing. He's ready. I like his character, towards the game. You can sense that he's a winning player. So I'm excited for him. I'm excited for the team, to have him around. So, yeah, we'll keep, throw him in the three positions in the outfield. And then, I think, you know, he's gonna help us a lot this year.
The other player is catcher James McCann. So, Louis, if there is a one-word answer to describe McCann, what is it?
Phenomenal. Great in the offseason after we acquired him. I mean, he was on a mission to get to know everyone, even before getting to camp. So he was tremendous there. But even having him, being present with him in the same place here in camp, like, it's been even better. So all positives, defensively, offensively, in the clubhouse. I mean, he's just a great presence. Always talking, always thinking outside the box. He's got great experience with the two teams that he's been before us, and then he's coming to this new team, and, you know, he's in charge. You know, he's leading all catchers. I mean, not only Tomas and Masica, but also the young guys like that are in camp, like Alvarez and David Rodriguez, Nick Mayer, guys like that. We have a couple of veterans in Caleb Joseph and Bruce Maxwell as well, and he's leading them. It's so, you know, very, very impressed with his demeanor, and, you know, we're definitely better with him. You know, I'm looking for him to just keep developing more things. He's got a lot of ideas out there on just how to keep improving as a team. So, grateful to have him here.
In the ninth inning on Tuesday, Big Sam McWilliams walked the bases loaded with no outs, then promptly got a strikeout and two pop-ups for a very shaky save. Go get him, big guy. Wednesday is a camp day for the Mets. There's no game, but the workouts will continue throughout the day. Maybe work on that defense a little bit, huh? So join us tomorrow for another Mets podcast. I'm Ed Coleman.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.